शान्तिमिरन्दस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरुञ्जलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदामयम् ईश्वापदं टीकम् वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यः एव च पतितानां भवनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावरण्याय कृष्णप्रेमाप्रदाय ते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य गौरकृषे नमः। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश्वर गोपिका कांत राधाकांत नमोस्तुते। सप्तकंशन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी नमामि हरि प्रिये। जयतां सुरथापाङ्गो मम मन्दामतिर्गति मत्सर्वस्वापदं भोजा राधामदनमोहन। दिव्या वृन्दारण्यकल्पद्रुमदा श्रीमान् रत्नाददा सिंहासनस्था श्री श्रीराधा श्रीलगोविन्ददेव विशालविसेवमनोस्मरणि श्रीमान् रासरसारणि वंशीवाता ततास्तुता दर्शन वेणु स्वनाय गोपी गोपीनाथा श्रीस्तुना। श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता श्रीवासवी गौर भक्तवृंद
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे
बारसानो धाम की। At Bangar, where we have just been, Srimati Radharani, he eternally resides. At the time of their divine manifestation within this world, Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, Vrishabhanu lived here in Barasana and then later moved close to the Jamuna in the holy place of Rava, where Sri Vrindavaneshwari Srimati Radharani appeared in this world, in a whirl of a lotus in the holy river Jamuna. But as we know, many great asuras were attacking Gokul, which is just close to Raval. Putana Trinavarta Sakata Asura. So the Brijbasis decided to move to Vrindavan, and Vrishabhanu, naturally a Brijbasi who always wanted to be close to Nanda Maharaj's community because they were the most intimate friends, they moved to several places in Vrindavan forest and ultimately came back here to Barasana, and Nanda Maharaj returned to Nandagaon. The deities in the temple that we had seen were installed by Vajranav, the great grandson of Lord Sri Krishna. But they were lost for some time, and it is said that in this garden that we just walked through, the great devotee Narayan Bhat Goswami discovered the deities of Ladali Lal. Narayan Bhat Goswami was a very, very great devotee. He was a Gaudiya Vaishnava. To this very day, he is the most prominent Vaishnava in this whole area of Brajbhumi. Just close to Barasana, we could see from behind Sriji Mandir, is the birthplace of Lalita Sakhi. Bhajan Kutir is present there, and also his Samadhi Mandir is near Unkshagaon, where there's a beautiful temple at the place of Srimati Lalita Devi's birthplace. So he discovered these deities, it is said, in that beautiful garden that we just passed through during our kirtan. Some years later, one of the kings of Jaipur decided to build a big and beautiful temple for the deities. Because at that time, the deities, Narayan Bhat Goswami found them, and it was a very simple premise for them. So he chose this hill, and the construction began. His idea was, not only would the deities live here, but he would make it clear to all of his ministers that there's only one person who's really in charge, and that is Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, that we are all his servants. And this is the greatest fault with all the politicians of the world. Each one thinks that the power is their own, and some are in power, and some want power. And those who are in power are afraid to lose power. But in truth, Krishna is the only power. And the Raja Rishis, the great king, that were living by the principles of truth, they knew that Krishna is the king. And the kings of this earth, their only true function is simply to administrate the will of Krishna within human society. Whether we are king or whether we are street sweeper, these are very superficial designations which have no importance whatsoever in regard to eternal identity. We are all the eternal servants of Krishna, the eternal servants of Radha and Krishna. So he built this temple for Radha and Krishna to be worshipped in the center, and the king and his ministers would come and have meetings. And of course, all the meetings would begin with beautiful kirtan of the holy name.
Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Krishna Krishna! Hare Rama! Hare Rama! Rama Rama!
Because in this age of Kali Yuga, there is no solution for anything in any way except the chanting of the holy name.
Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Krishna Krishna!
Because those who are wise know that the real problems are birth, old age, disease, and death. And the only solution to this terrible problem that plagues every creature of this universe is Harinam Sankirtan. I remember one time Srila Prabhupada was meeting with the police commissioner of the city of Chicago. Chicago is quite well known for its crime But of course, every city in the world is quite well known for its crime. And police commissioner, his duty is to try to somehow or other curb the rise in crime. But it is a dilemma that no one in this modern age has figured out. So Srila Prabhupada was advertising that he has the peace formula. So this police commissioner came to Srila Prabhupada and was asking, can you give us some advice of how we could bring down the rate of crime that is constantly raising every year? And he said, yes, definitely, but you must follow my instructions. He said, you give us big, big building, and you give us enough money to cook prasad for everyone in the city. And he said, and we will bring the people during their lunchtime into these, in each fact, we will teach them in the premise you give us in the temple, and in every factory, in every business, in every office, during the lunchtime, everyone should come together and loudly chant the holy name. And then we will distribute to everyone Krishna's prasad. He said, that is all. If we can just institute these two principles in the city, the crime rate will disappear. Taking of Krishna Prasad and the kirtan of the holy name. And Srila Prabhupada told him, you are a superintendent of the police. It is your duty to curb pride. Therefore, it is your duty to facilitate us in spreading the glories of the holy name because it is the only solution to your problem. Srila Prabhupada said, you must give us a building to propagate this Hari Kirtan and help us to serve prasad to the whole city. It is your duty to the people. And this man was very much impressed by Srila Prabhupada. He said, I cannot make this decision on my own. I have to speak to my superiors. And Srila Prabhupada basically told him that all of their endeavors were simply all nonsense unless they propagate the chanting of the holy name. Because simply beating people over the heads and giving them electric chairs and putting them behind bars doesn't solve the problem. People's hearts have to change. People have to learn to love and to be compassionate toward others, which is the natural quality of the soul, which can only be accomplished through becoming God conscious. And Lord Chaitanya taught us the process in this age of chanting the names of Sri Radha. So this king of Jaipur, he understood this principle, and he built this beautiful temple. And the idea was, when it was done, he was going to move the deities from that hill to this hill. And you can see what incredible amount of work is in this temple. I do not think you can find anywhere where such construction is being done. It is all solid stone, beautifully carved in lattice, and so many designs by hands of craftsmen who obviously were very devotional So after this most magnificent structure was complete, they set the date for the installation. But just before Radharani appeared in a vision to this king and told him that my home is on that hill, not on this hill. Do not move me. This is my order. You install other deities here, and you build me another temple there. Sri Radharani ki! So the deities installed here were Sri Sri Radha Kusho Bihari. Beautiful deities. Perhaps with Sri Radharani, Sri Kusho Bihari's mercy, we will see them this afternoon. But now we can see the beauty of the wonderful temple here. And we should know that in those days, all of the artwork were acts of devotion. And we can become purified just by observing these acts of devotion in this most holy and sacred land of Barsanatham. Jai Jai
Sri Radhe.
Hari Bol.
Hari Bol.
Who wants to sing?